In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Morning.
Good morning.
It's good to all be together on this All Saints Day. This is from the Treasury of Daily Prayer. This feast is the most comprehensive of the days of commemoration, encompassing the entire scope of that great cloud of witnesses with which we are surrounded. It holds before the eyes of faith that great multitude which no one can number, all the saints of God in Christ, from every nation, race, culture, and language, who have come out of the great tribulation, who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. As such, it sets before us the full height and depth and breadth and length of our dear Lord's gracious salvation. It shares with Easter a celebration of the resurrection, since all those who have died with Christ Jesus have also been raised with him. It shares with Pentecost a celebration of the ingathering of the entire Church Catholic in heaven and on earth, in all times and places, in the one body of Christ. And the Feast of All Saints shares with the final Sundays of the church year an end times focus on the life everlasting and a confession that the sufferings of this present hour are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed to us. In all of these emphases, the purpose of this feast is to fix our eyes upon Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, that we might not grow weary or faint-hearted. Amen. Congregation sings hymn 517, By All Your Saints in Warfare, stanzas 1, 4, and 3. Of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God,
we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole hearts. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me. For you are my rock and my fortress, and for your name's sake you lead me and guide me. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God on the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you knit together your faithful people of all times and places into one holy communion, the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that together with them we may come to the unspeakable joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Be seated. The first reading for the Feast of All Saints is from the Revelation to St. John, chapter 7. John writes, "Then I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun with the seal of the living God. And he called with a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm earth and sea, saying, Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads. And I heard the number of the sealed, 144,000, sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. 12,000 from the tribe of Judah were sealed. 12,000 from the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 from the tribe of Gad, 12,000 from the tribe of Asher, 12,000 from the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 from the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 from the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 from the tribe of Levi, 12,000 from the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 from the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 from the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. From the tribe of Benjamin were sealed. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb.' And all the angels were standing around the throne, and around the elders, and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne of God, throne, and worshiped God, saying, 'Amen. Blessing, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.' Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, 'Who are these, clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?' I said to him," this is a better translation from the Greek, "'My Lord, you know.' And he said to me, 'These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.' This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God."
We speak together our verse for the week. "Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my pleas for mercy." Our second reading is from 1 John chapter 3. "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Stand for the Holy Gospel. Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated for our sermon hymn 700, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
Thank you.
time to time, I often enjoy watching short videos of people out on the street with a microphone in hand asking questions. Like this. Who's the president? Who fought in the Civil War? Or what's the biggest continent on Earth? Any of these historical or geographic questions, and there are some really funny answers, right? Have you ever seen these? Usually at a university too, right? The highest center of learning, supposedly. So if I were to go out in the street today and ask people, who are the saints, what do you think they'd say? Maybe they talk about the New Orleans Saints, right? Or something like that, right? I doubt we'd get a good answer, but that shouldn't be surprising, right? Because just as the world did not know Jesus, they don't know us. In fact, many times we don't even know ourselves. So who are these clothed in white robes, and from where do they come? My Lord, you know. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation, the great compression, pressure of life. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Who are the saints? They are the blessed of the Father, as the Son of God has said. Blessed are the poor in spirit, those who have no righteousness of their own. They are unworthy and without merit. By nature, children of wrath, cursed with toil and sorrow and pain. By the sweat of your brow, you bring in this year's harvest. Am I right, farmers? Iniquity and uncleanliness were their lot. Death and damnation their destination. They are poor in spirit. But Christ is their righteousness. He is the Lamb who was slain for them. His blood atones for their iniquity and cleanses them of all their sin. Those who believe and are baptized, their dwelling place is with God and God with them. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven, says the Lord. Blessed are those who mourn their sin, their erring brothers who are lost and deceived, their faithful dead. But they do not grieve as others do, who have no hope. The Holy Spirit is their advocate and counselor. And so these mourners look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. A reunion, a joyful reunion, awaits them. And Christ will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted, says the Lord. Blessed are the meek. They are patient and kind. They do not envy or boast, not arrogant or rude, do not insist on their own way of doing things, not irritable or resentful, no bitterness in their heart. The meek rejoice not at wrongdoing. No accepting heart is theirs. Do not accept sin. But they rejoice in the truth. He who died for sin delivers us from it. The meek bear all things. They believe all things. They hope all things. They endure all things. And theirs is the inheritance of a new earth. Thus says the Lord. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Their shepherd leads them to springs of living water, baptism, the word, the supper. He sets a table before them in the presence of their enemies. Their cup runneth over. Join with them this day are angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. And soon they will dine face to face at the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom. They shall be satisfied. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they are sinners and outcasts, deplorables, but they have received mercy. And now in mercy, they too receive sinners and outcasts, one of us, and they call them friends. At the last judgment, Christ will receive them all unto everlasting life. They shall receive mercy, says the Lord. Blessed are the pure in heart, who hope in him and thus purify themselves as he is pure. They are God's children now, and what they will be has not yet appeared. But they know that when he appears, they will be like him, because they shall see him as he is. With their own eyes, they shall look upon that Lord of glory. They shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, who by the blood of the eternal covenant are now at peace with God, well equipped with every good thing to do his will. The Lord works in them that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord, that Prince of Peace. These peacemakers stand between the trenches of battle in this great tribulation, between a rock and a hard place many times, between enemies and rivals, between nations and tribes and peoples and brethren at war. And standing firm in the midst of the slaughter, these peacemakers speak that word of peace which is beyond all human understanding, and they willingly lay down their lives to set our hearts and our minds on Christ alone. They are and shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil things against you falsely on my account, says Christ. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who came before you. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen. The saints of God stand to confess the faith that was once for all handed down to us. We confess the Apostles' Creed. We stand. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into heaven. Hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. In joyful expectation of the resurrection to life eternal, We remember before the Lord our departed family and friends who have gone before us in the faith, and all those who are in our hearts and minds this day. Especially Clifford Schmidt. Harold Hinkledye. Ernie Glinky. Almighty God, we remember with thanksgiving those who have loved and served you in your church on earth and who now rest from their labors. Keep us in fellowship with all your saints in the one mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and bring us at last to the joy of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to their joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy, bless all in authority over us, especially those who work to bring peace and justice, that they may be inclined to your will and walk according to your commandments like Hezekiah. Grant wisdom to our citizens and courage and competence to our leaders. Lord, in your mercy, help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, gather us in the blessed sacrament around the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, whom saints and angels adore around your eternal throne, even now. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Continue with the offertory.
Give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. In the communion of all your saints, gathered into the one body of your Son, you have surrounded us with so great a cloud of witnesses that we, encouraged by their faith and strengthened by their fellowship, may run with perseverance the race that is set before us. And together with them, receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." The same way also, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and you're coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Take away the sin of the world.
body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you, all saints, unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. We stand and sing, "Thank the Lord." Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
You may be seated for our closing hymn.